Good morning. I'm going to call the November 16th Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting to order. My name is James Corsi. I am the chairman of the Zoning Board of Appeals. May we stand and say the pledge together, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Any notices or acknowledgements this morning, sir, from staff?
Nothing from staff, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. And let's go to the approval of the minutes from the October 26, 2021 meeting. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes? Are there any suggestions of corrections? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve today's agenda.
All right, a second?
Second.
All right, let's roll call vote. Mr. Pelote?
Aye.
Chairman votes aye. Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Mr. Notrica?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
And Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
Let it be noted from the chairman that the minutes are getting much better. They're very detailed, and we appreciate that very much. Okay. Now, I understand we have two matters that need to be removed from the final agenda. 5 Valleydale Way and 17 Abraham Drive. Is that correct, Mr. Lawson?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Both of those items are currently scheduled for the December meeting.
All right. And I do need to have a vote to remove those today.
Yes, sir.
Right. All right.
Yes,
sir. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Mr. Vineyard. I move that those two items be removed from the agenda.
All right. Second?
Second.
All right. The vote is Mr. Pelote?
Aye.
Chairman votes aye. Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Mr. Notrica?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
And Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. Nothing on the consent agenda. No old business. So we're to the regular agenda, I believe. And this is 6 Amberley Court, a variance to the minimum marshland setback. All right, Ms. Lito.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members. Melissa Lito, MPC staff. The petitioner is requesting a variance to the minimum marsh buffer setback requirement. The request is to construct a single family residence within an attached accessory structure into the 35-foot marsh buffer setback to a proposed 25-foot marsh buffer setback at 6 Amberley Court. Let me open up. The subject property is approximately 0.155 acres or 6,764 square feet in size and is located on the west side of Amberley Court on the PUD/EO planned unit development within an environmental overlay zoning classification. The property is part of the Landing Skidaway Island Neighborhood Association. The applicant is proposing to construct a two-story single family structure on a vacant lot. Among the conditions in the environmental overlay district, there is a minimum 35-foot marshland buffer setback requirement. The petitioner's property is approximately 106 feet in depth and 60 feet in width. The parcel is currently a vacant lot. The two adjacent properties to the subject parcel are single-family residences. The property owner is at 5 Amberley Court, 4 Amberley Court, and 9 Amberley Court provided letters of support for the marshland buffer variance request. The proposed single-family structure would utilize 40% of the lot coverage, or 2,738 square feet in size. The site plan provided by the applicant indicates that the remaining development standards, including minimum side, front, rear setbacks, maximum lot coverage, minimum open space, and parking requirements, would be in compliance. The Zoning Board of Appeals may authorize a variance in an individual case upon a finding that staff's finding indicates amongst the developed properties along Amberley Court, as you can see in this map, 6 Amberley Court has the smallest lot size of 1.55 acres. No hardship is created by the application of the standards for the relevant sections of the zoning ordinance. The proposed design of the single-family residence could be designed to meet the county's 35-foot minimum marshland buffer setback requirement if it was a smaller footprint design. However, the proposed design does comply with the state of Georgia's Department of Natural Resources minimum 25-foot marshland buffer setback requirement. MPC's recommendation to the board: staff recommends approval of a 10-foot marshland buffer setback variance from the 35-foot marshland buffer setback requirement. I am here to answer any questions. I believe the petitioner, I'm not sure, he's not here in person, but I'm not sure if he's here online, but he was aware of the meeting. And I do believe that there is a neighbor here as well to speak.
All right. Are there any questions of staff from the board members?
Ms. Leto, this is Mr. Vineyard. Of course, this is my neighborhood. I noticed that is the back of the proposed structure basically in line with the structures on both sides of it? I mean, they look to be in compliance with the 25-foot, but not the 35-foot. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Has the Landing Association approved this at this point?
I don't believe so at this time. No. It's part of their process that they will have to go to once the variance is approved.
I get you. Okay. And suppose the Landing Association doesn't like our decision. Where do we stand then?
I guess their association would yes.
All right. Any other questions of staff? All right. Is there anyone here this morning to speak for the petitioner?
I've been told he is online. Tom Benton.
Who's online?
The petitioner.
Yes, we're here. We were muted somehow.
Good morning. Who's speaking?
And so this is Harry Shore and Tommy Blanton and Mark Keaton, our surveyor. And if I could speak, not that the county, I guess, is too concerned with what the Landings thinks, but we do meet the Landings requirements. On this particular lot, there's a 10-foot setback, and there's no language in their guidelines restricting as it relates to the marsh buffer. So it would only be something that we'd be requesting through Chatham County, and we meet the ARC guidelines at the 25-foot.
All right. Any questions? All right. Anyone else here this morning to speak for or against? Yes, sir. If you would, step up to the podium. Have you signed in, sir? All right. Very good.
My name is Les Carter. I live at 7 Amberley Court. As I understand it, there will not be a deck behind this house. The announcement from the Metropolitan Planning Commission mentions an attached accessory structure in the second paragraph. I'm wondering if that is a porch. As I understand it, the porch on this house, if part of it is actually within the walls of the house, but it extends on one side 2 feet and 8 inches beyond the rear wall of the house. So is that the accessory structure that we're talking about that's mentioned in the announcement? My other question is, with a 10-foot variance, the marsh buffer will become 25 feet. Will the footprint of anything that is constructed extend into this 25-foot marsh buffer? So I have two questions. Is the porch that extends beyond the rear wall of the house approximately 2 feet, 8 inches, the attached accessory structure? And will any of the structure, whether it is a deck or the porch or the house, extend into this 25-foot marsh buffer?
All right. Can the petitioner address those questions, please?
Yes, I can address both those questions. So there is not an attached accessory structure. I'm not sure where that came from. What you see there on that site plan is exactly what we intend to build. So that's number one. Number two, no portion of the house nor the rear porch will extend into the 25-foot buffer. And so we will build nothing in the 25-foot buffer, as we are not allowed to do so.
Okay. That answers my questions.
Both of them?
Yep.
All right. Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Petitioner. Any other parties here this morning to speak for or against this petition? Hearing none, the public meeting is closed. Any discussion from members of the board this morning? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Mr. Vineyard. I'm very familiar with this property. And as we all know, there are just a few number of lots available at the landings to even build on. And this happens to be one of them. And it seems to me that the 25-foot or the 10-foot exception that they're asking for is not only reasonable but necessary, and it's also in keeping with the current layout of the neighborhood, at least with the houses on both sides of the proposed structure. So therefore, in line with the recommendation of staff, I would move that we grant the variance.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. Call for a roll call vote. Mr. Pallote?
Aye.
Chairman votes aye. Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Mr. Notricca?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
And Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
Very good. Variance passes. Thank you very much, Mr. Petitioner. Now, question to staff, is there anything else on this morning's agenda? Nothing we need to address. All right. And this meeting is adjourned.